We are one of the more fortunate counties, and if you look at any of the highlights where, you know, counties that don't have accommodation, we're not there. Like, we do have four family units in refuge. We are currently developing three safe housing units that are going to come on board this year. So, you know, compared to many of the other counties, we are actually very fortunate. But we still, like, between July and December, we still put up 16 families in hotels and B&B. 20 children were homeless because of domestic abuse that had to be homed in not ideal situations. And again, there's a question mark about who's going to continue funding that. But it's not ideal, you know, and that's why people tend to go back. It's why, you know, the kind of the burden of what it means to leave suddenly hits home. And then you've got children to think about. So many people end up going back into very difficult situations just to provide a roof over their head. And that shouldn't be the way that it is. If we're trying to give safety and we're trying to give security to children in particular, and also to the families that support them.